flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour straight ahead. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll react to some of the news the last 24 hours, but kind of start turning the page toward the Super Bowl as well, as 10 days away from the big game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, by the way. Got you covered for hours. Pre-game show starts at 2 o'clock. Game doesn't kick off till 6:30. Probably won't be over till 11.
Why do you always say 10 hours of football later?
You know, like you start later than 6:30.
To me, it always felt like it started earlier.
Oh, yeah,
because it did. Yeah. And then I moved out here. It's like, dang, the Super Bowl is, because it's not really 6:30. It's like 6:45.
Yeah.
Right? And it's Sunday. And then it takes forever because halftime's an hour.
The whole Super Bowl Sunday takes forever.
Forever.
It takes forever to get to the damn game.
Mm-hmm.
So the old thing is about that, you got to pace yourself. Now, I don't believe in that theory at all.
You don't believe in pacing yourself?
What for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm last.
Well, maybe you are pacing yourself. Your pace is just faster than most.
Yeah, I'm a last. Don't worry about that. But, it's just a long damn day.
It's a long day.
And it's a long weekend, too, because there's nothing on Saturday, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Puppy Bowl, I think.
And that's damn – well, I don't do honey-do list, but that's something to-do list.
What do you do? What's your list like? Randy do?
No, I do more stuff. And when football season's over with my wife, I should say for her, because right. She know that I don't
right, just
because
you're not like a worker.
Yeah, I don't do that for my wife. I'll do stuff with my wife,
right,
and everything like that. So yeah, but
that's the honey-do list. Isn't like come with me to this place. Right. A honey-do list is, hey, the backyard looks like crap. Can you get it cleaned up?
Yeah, and I do that. I always do that. But I clean the back, like when it's time to clean the backyard when time for the pool open.
Mm-hmm.
Pool ain't open yet. What the hell am I gonna get back there for? The only thing back there, because Samson's job, and this is my rule. When you want a dog, you clean up the poop.
Oh, what a great deal!
You got to clean. You got to clean up the poop. And so,
how are they on that?
He's getting better, okay. But I got to still remind him, hey dog, hey, it's about time to go out there and hang your business.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
I'll say the only thing that I liked outside of the one snow day, the only thing that I liked about that very cold weather, much easier to clean up dog poop. Frozen dog poop just scoops right.
Oh, okay, I got
just
you.
Scoops.
I
right
got
up.
You. But yeah,
you know,
that's his
you
job.
Get some of that loose, warm stuff.
Yeah,
that's like cleaning up a bowl of soup.
You actually use the scooper?
I do. Yeah, I got a scooper. Yeah,
we had a scooper until his last left it out there, and Nico destroyed it.
Oh, you don't use like the bag inside out trick?
That's how I do it.
Well, that's what I do when I'm walking him. When I'm walking him.
Oh, in the backyard, you scoop.
In the backyard, I got a little tool.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because
I don't like the bag because you know, you still feel it. You know what I mean?
I understand that part.
But that's not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, but no, I don't clean dog poop. No, that's your job. That's your job as a child.
I can't wait till they're old enough to do jobs.
Yeah, dog.
It's going to be wonderful.
No, you just can't be laying around eating my food and using my Wi-Fi. You got to bring something to the table. Right? You got to bring something to the table. Yeah. Even Bash kind of cleans up behind himself.
Does
he? Three. Huh?
How'd you get that one done?
I mean, he dumps it back out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sings a beautiful song and everything. Time to put clean the books up, away.
Clean up.
Books away and all that. And it's cool. He claps. All right, good job. And then bang. Goes right back on the ground. So, it works for a minute.
All right, I was going to say, you got to teach me that trick if you got him cleaning stuff up.
Yeah, dog.
Because I got two little savages over there that don't know the meaning of the word clean up. No, it's like, hey, you just walked in the door. How is it possible that all the clothes you had on are in every room?
Yeah, man.
You've been in here for 5 minutes.
You gotta earn
How
your
is
keep.
It possible?
You got to earn your keep, right?
The other day, and I haven't talked about this in a while, but it's an ongoing joke that my family is playing on me. Yeah. So he's got three pairs of shoes now, which he can walk kind of. But what does an 18-month-old kid need three pairs of shoes for? Whatever. He's spoiled.
So with you.
Yeah. All right. So but anyway, so he's got three pairs of shoes currently that are in the rotation. We've got like a little cubby system where everybody puts their stuff.
Right.
Right? There was three shoes in there,
mm-hmm.
not six, because there should be six, three pairs, all the left ones. So even if I wanted to, if I'm like in a pinch and I'm like mismatch, whatever, we got to go, couldn't. So it's like, all right, guys, where's all the right shoes? What is this prank?
You know what? And what are you doing? I like that idea, because I need to get one, because our shoe thing is in the front of the house. I don't ever go to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
We come through the garage.
Right, right.
But like, I wear the same pair of shoes. I leave my shoes in the car, and I wear my flip-flops, and I just put them by the door because the dog will take them and lose them. But that is a great – I need to get one of them things because everybody leaves their shoes at the garage door.
Right, and then it's just a bunch of shoes.
And it's a bunch of shoes piled up at the garage door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so you're like, bam. See?
But it's
I didn't
not,
do this.
But here,
let's go get a shoe rack.
It's not working because I got three left shoes. Where's all the right shoes?
I mean, he's old, and his feet won't hurt him.
I know. I did put one left shoe on his right foot the other day. I was like, well, we're just going to pick your sister up. You probably aren't even going to walk. No one's going to notice. One of them's light up. One of them was red.
There you go. The biggest thing about dads, when you dress your child or whatever, just don't take a little picture and let your mom see it.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be back before anybody saw.
I got in trouble because he was at the babysitter, and it was rough because he didn't want to get ready. And I had my baby looking rough. But he's just going to the babysitter house and I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And she took a picture, like all cute, like, oh, they're playing. And she's Donna, first thing Donna said, what you got my child on?
Dang it.
Clothes?
Dang it. She snitched on you.
Yeah, she snitched on
you. She picture snitched
on you. Yeah, she snitched on you.
That's terrible. All right.
Yeah, dry snitched
Chris Henderson, the Atlanta United sporting director, is going to join us in about 15 minutes. They are bringing Miguel Almirón back to Atlanta United. So we'll ask him about that, of course. And ask him about if there's anything else going on up there. Because I know they got one more DP spot. Maybe they're going to fill it. Maybe they'll fill it in the next 15 minutes and we'll find out about it together. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Next.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. I think people are misinterpreting. I think people didn't listen to and are reading the quote from Bill Belichick where he jokingly said they should rename the Lombardi Trophy after
it's
Tom Brady.
It's unbelievable. He was joking and laughing.
But it is believable.
No, it's not.
Because people don't do stuff.
It's not.
People watch TV and see the quote, and then they're like, whoa, Bill Belichick, yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. That's what people do. He was joking around.
He was.
But he also made a point that we've been making repeatedly, and here it is.
Players win games. You can't win games without good players.
Yes.
I don't care who the coach is.
Thank you, Bill.
It's impossible. You can't win without good players.
Bottom line.
Yeah. I found out when I had Taylor and Banks and Harry Carson, Pepper Johnson, Jim Burt, Everson Walls, all those guys at the Giants. And same thing, you know, when we got good at Cleveland and then at New England. I mean, it's Brady. It's McGinnis. It's Vrabel. It's Brewski, it's Corey Dillon, it's Randy Moss,
yeah.
Troy Corey Brown, Dillon. Lawyer Malloy, Ty Law,
yeah.
Rodney Malloy. Harrison. Those are the guys that won the games. Man, I didn't make any tackles. I didn't make any kicks. That was Vinatieri that made that kick in 4 inches of snow. You got to have good players.
He's so damn right. And it's so crazy because I love what Nick Saban said. He said the same thing. He's like, that's why I recruited so damn hard.
Yeah.
I'm a good coach, but I can't. We say I've never been able to coach a bad player to be good.
No.
You know, because it don't happen.
Doesn't.
Yes.
It doesn't happen.
Yes, it doesn't happen. No. Oh, you got to have good players.
You can't make me an all-pro.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, if you get a really, really good player, you can develop him into a great player, and they have to be a part of it, too. You got to work towards it. But, yeah, that's what it is. And then he went on to joke and say, yeah, they should rename the Lombardi Trophy after Tom Brady. He was kidding. He didn't mean
it. God.
No, we don't want it. We don't need to hear that. Just take our word for it. There was a chuckle in his voice when he said it.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to do that. No, they shouldn't.
No.
Just call it the Lombardi Trophy. Lombardi There's nothing wrong with celebrating the history.
If you're going to call the Super Bowl MVP the Tom Brady Award.
Sure, that'd be fine. Yes, yeah, fine. There'd be nothing wrong with that. Incorporating the GOAT or whatever you want to call him into all that kind of stuff. Like, that's what the NBA did a couple years ago, right? They were like, the NBA keeps trying to fix their problems with the most dumb solutions.
What is it? Larry Bird, Eastern Conference, Magic Johnson, Western Conference.
And it's nice nod to those guys. Yeah. But it's
Michael Jordan's
the
MVP, Kobe All-Star Game Award.
But it's still the O'Brien Trophy for the championship.
Yes.
And I still don't know who that is. I still don't know who Larry O'Brien is.
He was one of the commissioners, wasn't he?
Was he?
I think he was one of the commissioners, one of the original commissioners or something like that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Maybe he invented basketball.
No, that was Naismith, wasn't it?
Oh, that's Naismith. Yeah, that's right. He was... basketball commissioner. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
He was also a politician.
Really?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. All from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Which is where the Hall of Fame is.
Damn sure
is. Anyway, that's what they call their trophy. No one's... Anyway. So, and there's a lot of other stuff going on. People getting hired, all that kind of stuff. That's great. When was the last time you looked forward to a Super Bowl and one of the team's best play, like the team, the guy that you were most excited to see on the team was a running back? But doesn't it seem like when we were kids, that was the game. It was the game.
That was the game.
I know. But it's so cool to have, like, I cannot wait to watch Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, because
I think it was Marshawn was the last time that was, like, the most exciting player on the team. And even him, the defense was kind of the headliner at that point. Yes. So, I don't know.
I mean, I think Chris McCaffrey.
Okay.
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 But I think definitely Marshawn. But, like, when we were playing, like, we were growing up, I mean, it was some of the creme de la creme.
Emmitt. Thurman Thomas and Emmitt Smith. And that was the match.
You know what I mean? But then you had breakout running back games like Timmy Smith for Washington.
Right.
Terrell Davis.
But that was the match. Terrell Davis and Jamal Anderson. That was the match.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Terrell Davis. I mean, there were so many good runners then because the emphasis was more on the run game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're dealing with a team in Philadelphia whose emphasis is the run game, but they also got a running quarterback and all those different things. I think that's just where the game has gone. I think, what did I say, the last 100-yard rusher was with Damian Williams?
Last 100-yard rusher in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, was Damian Williams.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's just, you're absolutely right about that, of course. It's because of where the game's gone. The headliner's been the quarterbacks matchup almost every single year. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting ahead of it and I want it to be this, but doesn't it feel a little bit almost like with what Saquon did this year and what Derrick Henry's doing and Josh Jacobs, maybe even Bijan, like the worms turning a little bit on the running back position and the narrative surrounding it?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so.
Because it feels like it is a little bit.
Yeah, but I think, you know, when you look at this draft right here, I mean, obviously Ashton Jeffrey's going to be a first-round pick,
I think.
It just depends on how high he's going to go.
Right.
So it's probably going to be two running backs drafted in the first round.
Who's the other one?
It'll come to me in 1 second. But I think...
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That
one of the guys from Ohio State?
No.
No?
No. Damn, where the other guy?
Okay.
It'll come to me. But I think that when you look at where the running back position is in the NFL, these dudes can play all three downs. You know what I mean? They're three down backs, can pick up the blitz, can do all those things, catch the football. And, you know, when you look at the
– Oh, the kid from North Carolina, Amarion Hampton?
Is that him? I know it's a big kid.
Okay.
He's a lot bigger. He's
Cam Scataboo, maybe?
No. No. But Cam Scataboo was going to play a long time in the league.
Yeah, he'll be in the league for a long time.
He'll be in the league for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Dylan Sampson? Could be.
He's going to be a good player. Mm-hmm. But he's like, but that's the crazy thing about like the running back position. Like, these dudes are smaller NFL backs, but they're just big enough. Like, you look at Trevor Etienne. Trevor Etienne is not going to be no three down back in the NFL. He's too damn little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to get his ass rocked and everything, but he has a role. If you sit there and watch him route run in this Senior Bowl, this dude is cutting people up. And so I think that's the biggest thing now is like, because most teams went away from the one bell cow back too. They started splitting carries and everything like that.
Yeah.
Those guys that you just mentioned off now,
bell cows.
They're bell cows.
They're bell cows.
Bijan.
Yeah.
We already know what Derrick Henry did. We know what Saquon is. Yeah. The bell cow top backs that get to see a whole lot of.
Yeah. You're seeing it go back a little bit. And it's got to be a special guy to do it. It's got to be a special. You're not just forcing it with a guy who can't do it like maybe would have happened back in the day. But I love it. I love the fact that Saquon's kind of the marquee guy on that. I know Jalen Hurts is a big star too, but it's very cool to see that be part of the case. All right, Chris Henderson's going to join us next. He's the sporting director for Atlanta United. They've just made a big signing. Miguel Almiron's coming home. We'll ask him about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.